50.
Hey, good morning. Welcome into the Friday edition of In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis on the other side of the glass producing things, and we have Karen Hibbard joining us today from the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. Welcome.
Good morning, Brandon. It's a great day, and happy February to you.
Thank you. I love February. It's a short month, and my birthday's in February.
Happy birthday early.
Yep.
Yeah. Are you a Valentine's baby?
No, my birthday is the 28th.
Okay, so we save the best to last almost.
Yep, every Valentine's Day, I always say, I have 2 weeks to go.
You know, a friend of mine says the best part of February is the fact that there are 28 days and you get paid the same in February, if you're on salary, as you do for the months that have 31.
That's right.
That's a better return on your
time. That's
right.
It's a good way to look at that.
It is.
This year we get a bonus day. So, yeah, good stuff.
Have to work more.
And next Saturday is Valentine's Day. So,
Friday.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah, who would be?
Yeah.
Friday.
Yeah. Today's the 7th.
Yeah.
Plus 7, that's 14.
Yeah, 14. So, yeah. Happy Valentine's Day early to you all.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're wearing red today?
I am. So, I heard that it was go red for women today. So, red could be multiple things to heart awareness, cancer awareness, Chiefs awareness, Manhattan, the Little Apple. The list can go on and on and on. So, yes, good time. I often think about February being the month of love, and there's a lot to love about Manhattan. And one of the things I wanted to share with our listeners today is we are really excited that our new visitor's guide is now available to not only our local residents, but to our visitors as they look at Manhattan. You're going to find that our new visitor's guide has a new look, a new feel, and I think it's very, very informational for you. As we all know, many people gather their information not from printed pieces anymore, but through social media. And so we need, as the Convention and Visitors Bureau, as we're promoting Manhattan, we need tools that can address that, all of the audiences, all the ways that people receive information. So you're going to see on the front of the visitor's guide, you're going to see a young woman holding up her phone with a social media post that is talking about all of the things that there are to do in Manhattan. It starts with us being the top 10 best college towns, and it has a picture of Willie the Wildcat on there to make it a really great weekend. Some of my humor seems to find its way into the cover. But inside, you're going to find information on Manhattan, information on our new, we have a fun map in it. We encourage people to get out and explore the Flint Hills, not only here locally, but throughout the region. To get outside, there are so many offerings that Manhattan has for you to get outside and enjoy the great outdoors. Certainly, one of the things that people do when they come to Manhattan, they come to enjoy our great dining options. And we have some great photography that tempts people with some of the delightful dishes that they would find in our community. Awesome times in Aggieville. Many times as people are coming into our community, they're coming in because they have real fond memories of their time that they have spent in the Aggieville area. So we have a focus on Aggieville. Certainly the arts draw people, and we have a section in on the arts that Manhattan has to offer. Shopping, many people want to know about our history, and so we talk about our history, how people can go out and, whether you call it hub and spoke, day trips, whatever you want to call, we also talk about wandering throughout the Flint Hills. Some of the communities around our area are also featured in there. Certainly, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about that thing that really is a pulse of our community, and that is Kansas State University, not only athletics, but the educational opportunities. We talk about our annual events. Then there's a listing of our restaurants, both unique and chain restaurants, as well as our lodging, because we want people to come and stay, right? And so we have our lodging listed there as well, and then a shopping and lodging map for people to refer to. So stop in at the office if you are wanting to pick one of these up for your own use. Our listeners might wonder where these are distributed or how they are distributed. We distribute our visitor's guide when there are conferences in town. They are included in all of the welcome bags that a conferee would receive. They also, we distribute those on Interstate on the interstate, on I-70. They stretch from the Goodland border, Goodland-Colorado border, to St. Louis and up into Iowa as well. So, again, trying to catch visitors so that they are informed about what Manhattan's offerings are. So, again, those can be picked up at our office soon. The virtual guide will be on our website at visitmanhattankansas.org.
I liked when you had the front page open there. You have the new Manhattan flag
Yes.
on there, which is great, and it's a nice flag, and it's good to be something proud of. And a lot of people take civic pride in that.
Absolutely, and it explains a little bit about what that flag represents. So there's a lot of great information in it, and again, our listeners can't see it, but we've really dedicated this last year to collecting new photography and new layout of all of the things, and certainly to go with our campaign of Oh Manhattan. It really does a great job with that. Talks about what you can do after dark, great eats, getting outside, bring the kids, game day activities, girls' weekend getaway. We have a fun map in the guide that really calls out some of the things that Manhattan is known for. Even Johnny Caw has a little call out, a little bubble, as he has been improved. Certainly, I think you'd agree, Brandon, that the photography of the Flint Hills is absolutely stunning.
You know, I always clamor about that to everyone I talk to who I have a lot of friends in Kansas City and I have family in Idaho, and I'm like, I think I picked the best part of the state to move to here because the hills.
Sure.
You know, I love the hills.
Absolutely. The biggest challenge that we have is putting information in very short, tight words, and we certainly, as we've done that this year, we were very diligent in making sure that that message was done in a tourism way, but in a way that was enticing and factual for folks, certainly throughout the publication. Again, when you look at this guide, you're going to see, yeah, that's my Manhattan. That's oh, no wonder people say, oh, Manhattan.
You know, you're talking about the Flint Hills and the photography aspect, and Brandon may not know about this, or probably hasn't seen it, but the Flint Hills was featured in National Geographic magazine. Gosh, that's been 10, 12 years or so?
Yes. In fact, I can bring some of those in. We still have some of the National Geographic.
That'd be nice to have around here. Yeah. So I'd like for Brandon to see that.
I can do that. It's a 12-page spread in the National Geographic. I believe it was 2006 or 7, but a 12-page spread in the National Geographic that focused on the Flint Hills of Kansas. And that was Jim Richardson, that his photography was featured in that, but really helped put us not on the map just locally or regionally, certainly nationally, by being in the and internationally by being in National Geographic. So a timeless piece. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, we'll have to get that for you to check it out, because there are some beautiful, beautiful pictures there. Mm-hmm. And one of the neat things, I think, is, you know, when we have the symphony in the Flint Hills, mm-hmm. That is one of the most serene and lovely events that you can find in this state.
Right. Absolutely, it is. And so, again, to help people be aware of the uniqueness, and you're exactly right, Brandon, with, as you call Manhattan home and the Flint Hills of Kansas home, I do agree that you've chosen the best part of Kansas to call home.
Yeah, it certainly is fun. And of course, a lot of people like to go on the scenic byway. That's another gem of our area.
Absolutely, absolutely. In our guide this year, we also wanted to call out some of the folks that are fixtures of our community, but also make our community unique. Jim Colbert at Colbert Hills, Linda Cook, who's the chief of staff at Kansas State University, Alan Parker, co-owner of Bork Brothers clothing, again, 40 years in the making of clothing men with suits. Wanted to hear their stories. Dennis Cook, that represents Aggieville Business District, and Cadell Burnham, that is the executive chef at Harry's Restaurant. Each one of these folks are featured in and have a small segment on why they love Manhattan, what makes Manhattan unique. And if I could give a spoiler alert of what that is, it's the love of the Flint Hills, it's the beauty that surrounds, and then the activity that comes as a result of living in this area. So, again, I think it's a great way for people to learn a little bit more if they're a first-time visitor to Manhattan. This page is a little tempting for us as we look at some of the eating options that we have, and then the fun activities. So I just wanted you guys to see this, be able to refer to it. And probably the biggest challenge as this was being laid out, certainly there were a lot of activities that we weren't able to really focus. Next year, we'll be able to focus even more as arts become more and more prominent in Manhattan. Certainly the history with Fort Riley Museum's just about to open again. Just enough to entice people to know that there's plenty to do in this area. They'll find that in the guide.
All right. It's great. Be sure to check that out, and you can pick one up probably at your office, too,
yes.
I imagine.
Yes, at our office. Obviously, you can also pick it up at any of our, at the conference center, in our hotels, at the mall cart, at the airport as you're flying out or flying in. You can pick it up there as well. So in the area, but obviously it's meant for our visitors. I also wanted, Brandon, if we have a little bit more time, I wanted to talk about volunteer opportunities. And I had mentioned that with the visitor's guide that's given to our visitors as they come and as they are choosing to meet in Manhattan, we have a unique opportunity for the second year in a row. We are going to be hosting DECA. DECA is an organization for high school students that they will be coming into our community on Monday, March the 2nd. And we are needing community folks to volunteer to be a judge of learning, to be a judge for the DECA competition. DECA prepares emerging leaders and entrepreneurs as they anticipate coming into the workforce. They've got to further their education again, but as they come in, they are learning about marketing, finance, hospitality, and management. So if you have an interest with this, we would really encourage you to sign up. This is the second year that Manhattan is hosting this. It's the 2020 Kansas DECA High School State Career Development Conference. Again, it's Monday, March the 2nd, from 7:30 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. It will be held at the Kansas State University Student Union. And if you are interested in volunteering for judging that, here's the website. It's Kansas, spelled out, kansasdeca.org/judges. Again, that's Kansas, K-A-N-S-A-S, DECA, DECA.org/judges, or you can contact our office and we can direct you to sign up for that. Again, we're doing it electronically so that all of those judges' spots would be filled. You wouldn't need to be there all day, but you can make your availability known on there. So if you have an interest in high school students, in helping to be a part of building their futures, making a positive impact on that, their interest is in marketing, finance, hospitality, and management. Those are the competitions that will be judged, and we really need volunteers to help us out with that on Monday, March the 2nd.
Okay. And that's a big conference. You get a lot of students from across the state.
Yes, we do. And again, this is it's a win-win. This is the second year that we will be hosting this conference, but it's a win not only for Manhattan, these students stay in our hotels, but it's a win for the university because they are competing on the Kansas State student union. But for many of them, it's their first time to come to Manhattan. It's their first time to step onto the university's campus. For them to think of, maybe they're a sophomore or a junior, haven't made that decision yet as to where they want to go to school. If they have a positive experience when they're here just for a couple of days, we'd like for them to have a positive experience when they're here for 4 or 5 years furthering their education.
You know, it's a really, really neat organization. I knew little about it until last year. I got to work with them last year, and I'll be back as kind of
the host.
I'm the awards announcer.
Cool.
Something like that.
Yes.
And that's challenging.
Yes.
But these kids are just brilliant.
Yes, they are.
And gosh, it's really inspiring to see what they're doing. And you know, how much they want to help others.
Yes.
I mean, it's all about, you know, paying it forward. There's a lot of neat, it's a really rewarding group.
It very much is,
Dave. And I think you could probably put it on par maybe with, like, Boys State. You know, we have Boys State here.
Yes.
And there's some similarities that you got some great youngsters that are coming in mm-hmm. and learning more about what it is they want to become.
Absolutely. I would compare it, yes, with Boys State, Kansas FFA,
yeah.
when FFA is here, those competitions that are held, it's on that level. But as a volunteer, again, to be inspired and to be encouraged from the youth, this is the place that you can really make a difference. And it's really just coming and absorbing and learning from the students as you judge their competition.
I'm curious, with these students coming out here, will you have a survey that you might give out whether they're considering Kansas State or something like that?
That's a great question, and we'll reach out to the DECA organizers to see. I don't believe that that is something, but that's certainly something that we could partner with them on, because, again, the more that Kansas State and Manhattan can be exposed as an opportunity, we all win from that. Certainly, we need student population, and to have that opportunity is a great one.
All right.
I have one more volunteer opportunity before you make me go away.
That's what you're here for.
March 11th through the 14th, we are pleased to announce that 2A state basketball will be back in Manhattan, Kansas. We have some changes that are being made, but we have some volunteer opportunities. So if you are interested and would like to volunteer at 2A state basketball, please call our office, 776-8829. Anna Kozak will be able to put you into a time slot that would be appropriate for your schedule and for our needs. So again, 2A state basketball is here. Next month when I'm here, we'll be talking about 2A and that economic impact that it has for Manhattan. Again, a good exposure for potential students to choose Kansas State as their home.
Absolutely. Good stuff. Karen, we appreciate you coming out here, and we'll talk to you
again. Always a delight. Thank you all.
All right. Stay tuned. More in Focus next here on News Radio KMAN.